which are ultimately overseen by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they are handling different affairs for His pleasure as His servants. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda.
You have to say this if you, go to Tirupati Balaji or some temple. They say, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So, is Govinda the name that we are talking? This was given by Indra after he was, we'll be talking about that. So towards the end of that Leela, Indra worships Krishna and he calls him Govinda. You are Govinda. Indra gets credit for his name Govinda. And then there's Govinda Kund where that Abhishek took place. At the foothills of Govardhan Hill again. We could only talk, well, of some one topic, a little bit. So much. Krishna is such a huge subject matter. So many topics. He's Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. Topics about Him are also unlimited. Do you know? We mentioned yesterday, or even Balaram was talking. Why does he not play with my Ananta Shesh form? He's playing with this ordinary snake. So that Ananta Shesh, which is expansion of Balaram, on Anta, no end, unending. He is such a huge personality, Ananta Shesh, in the form of a transcendental serpent with Sahasra Vadana, he has 1,000 words. And do you know what he does? Well, he does basically 2 things with the words. He holds all the universes and all the planets. This Ananta Shesh is holding all the planets. Scientists have no clue. How come all the planets are remaining in their orbits? It is Ananta Shesh, who is holding and moving them in the circle. Different smaller or bigger circles. All the planets are held by Ananta Shesh. That's one task. When he was given this task, Ananta Shesh was wondering, how long do we have to hold on to these planets? And not for very long, but how long? And he was told that you also would be holding, you also would be performing another task. And what is that? You'll be chanting the glories of the Lord with all your 1,000 mouths. And as soon as you are finished with the task, no more glories to be chanted. Oh, that time, of course, that pastime, that incarnation, it's all covered. When that happens, you could just throw those planets off. Your hooves. You'll be relieved of that burden. So go ahead. Begin chanting the glories of Anantashesha, of Krishna. And Anantashesha, well, I have 1,000 crores, 1,000 mouths. I'll be done with this very soon. And then he begins. And once began that task, in the beginning of creation, not ended to this day. And it will go on forever. And Anantashesha doesn't say the same glory, same whatever attribute, pastime, whatever, about Krishna. She doesn't say twice. And he has 1,000 mouths. And near each mouth, there's a large gathering audience to listen to the topic. And sometimes they go from one place to another, good to another, to check out whether is he repeating, is it the same boring thing or no. With each good, he's chanting ever fresh, new angle of Krishna consciousness, new aspect of Krishna. So if Ananta says cannot, well, he cannot finish chanting the glories of Krishna, then what to speak of us, the tiny creatures? What could we do? And, of course, why should we be thinking also of chanting all the glories? But whatever, whatever we could chant, whatever we could speak, we should go on speaking, go on talking. Shrinavanti gayanti grananti sadhavaha. Beginning of Bhagavatam says, Lord's glories are not unlimited for sure, appealing for sure, attracting, intoxicating. And this is what all that sadhus, the sentry persons, shranvanti gayanti granandi sadhava, sadhus, all the sentry persons, civilized people, this is their task. So each night we are taking a topic and not even doing the whole justice to the topic, just some things about the topic. We talk about when King Parikshit was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he sat down to listen to Bhagavatam, and that was it. He did not get up. He departed. He went to Lord's abode towards the end of his hearing that Bhagavat Katha. For 7 days and 7 nights, he heard and heard. Ante Narayana Smriti. He was told, your goal is to remember Narayan at the time of death. His days were nearing. He had only 7 days at his disposal. Lucky you. Lucky me. We think, oh, we have a lot of time at our disposal. But who knows? King Parikshit has days to go, so he rest of his life he was hearing about Krishna. So rest of our life, which may be 70 years, or maybe we only have 70 seconds, we don't know. At least he knew that he had 7 days to go. He was cursed like that. He's guaranteed that he was going to survive for 7 days, 7 nights, we don't know. So, sometimes they explain, oh, why here? 7 days, katha. And then explanation comes, because there are only 7 days. We all will die in 7 days. Are you scared? Yeah. How does Maharaj, is he astrologer? How does he know the our future within 7 days? The meaning is, either we'll die on Sunday, or some of us will go on Monday, or Tuesday. So like that, within 7 days, we all depart. So we all those 7 days, we hear Bhagavatam. Okay. And save ourselves. Fix ourselves at the lotus feet of the Lord. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitamam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sita dhulishadrasham vichintaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays like this. We do not know even how to pray. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying and teaching how to pray. And this is a sample prayer, wherein he says, my dear Lord, I am yours. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram. I am kinkar. Kinkar means servant. What does servant do? Oh, kinkarami, what could I do, sir? And now what could I do? That is kinkar. Kim means what? Kar means do. Kim karomi? He inquires all the time. So that is kim kar. If it's a male person, if it's a lady, she would be kinkari. Kinkari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am kinkar. I am your servant, O son of Nanda Maharaj. But you know everything, of course. I did not know, but now I'm realizing I am fallen in this ocean of this horrible, terrible, obnoxious material existence. My dear Lord, there's none other than you who could protect me, who could pick me up from this ocean of material existence and fix me as an atom, a particle of your lotus feet. Oh Lord, be kind to me. So that is position of each one of us. And way out is also same way. Janma karma cha me divyam, Lord says. Understand me. Understand my birth. Janma, we just have Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsav. Now Radhashtami is approaching. Krishna says, understand my appearance. Radharani's appearance. And Janma karma chame and divya. My appearance and activities are divine, transcendental. Understand the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities with no material tinge in it. One who knows my appearance, my leelas, my pastimes, by hearing Bhagavatam, studying Bhagavad Gita in association of devotees, those sadhus, shranvanti, gayanti, karnanti, sadhavaha, in their association, you hear about me. And what is the guarantee? Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti. Don't have to take birth again. And what happens? Mameti. You come back to me. Because you are very, very dear to me. Priyosime. You are very dear to me. You are mine. And I am yours. That's Srila Prabhupada used to say, if we could one time say this with all our heart and use of intelligence, oh my dear Lord, I am yours and you are mine. If we could say this once, then rest is taken care of by the Lord. We would be His forever. So this beautiful Bhagavatam is nothing like this in this entire creation, like Bhagavatam. Essence of all the knowledge and all the scriptures. Non-different from the Lord. We're worshipping Bhagavatam, like worshipping Krishna, worshipping all His pastimes. So as we hear about Krishna, we become Krishna conscious. We get to know more and more about Krishna. And we love Him, we serve Him. We don't do that because we don't know Him. We don't know ourselves also. So, as we hear about Krishna, chant His glories, chant His holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We get attached to Him more and more. We become purified and become attracted to Krishna. And then what happens? Ante Narayana Smati. At the time of, if we practice remembering Krishna throughout our lives by chanting His glory, chanting His holy name, seeing His beautiful form, celebrating His festivals, honoring food that has been offered to Him, not eating anything that has not been offered to Him. And what does He eat? What is His menu? patram pushpam palam toyam. This is what he eats. Chappan bhog. Oh, the foodstuffs, sweets, milk sweets, thousands of preparations could be made and offered to Krishna. And when he has honored, then you relish the remnants, the prasad, mercy. Prasad means mercy. Take some prasad, you say. Means take some mercy of the Lord. Made up of patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. Not matanam, chikanam, fisham, biryanim. You know all this. No good. Not good for health. Not good for mind. Not good for this world. You are what you eat. This food stuff is not for human consumption. And if it is consumed, then all the molds associated with that food, we acquire those molds, goodness, passion, ignorance, that are three molds of material nature. We become passionate, we become ignorant, we become angry like a tiger or a lion. We become hard-hearted. By meat eating, we are cutting down one of the principal pillars of religion. There are four pillars, anyway, we're not getting into all the pillars. One of them is called daya, one of them is called mercy. Lot of merciful character, nature depends upon what do you eat. Eat Krishna prasad, vegetarian diet after it has been offered to Krishna. You'll be very kind. If you want to eradicate terrorism and you want to keep feeding those terrorists the meat, forget your goal. Oh, uprooting, eradication of terrorism. Not possible. They don't understand. In Afghanistan, kindly, the Bush administration was feeding the meat packets, throwing from the helicopters, doing a welfare work, but feeding meat and fish and pigs. You become more like pouring petrol or something, oil, into the fire. Don't expect to extinguish the fire by pouring petrol, diesel, oil. This is not the way to extinguish. You're already angry, you're already whatnot. And you feed this kind of food stuff. So, by following what Krishna has to say, we are saying is good for each individual, it is good for the entire human race at large. And this way, Krishna consciousness is solution. Srimad Bhagavatam presents solution to all the problems, you name it. And if you think your solution is something outside Bhagavatam, you do not know. You may be, it doesn't matter who you are. If anybody knows, that is the Lord. We have to hear Him. He has spoken. That is Bhagavad Gita. We could know more about Him from Bhagavatam. He is cause of all causes. We could only increase, and that's what we are doing. Just making even our living tougher on this planet by warming it up. And the solution, I forgot the name, but one physicist was suggesting, just a suggestion, the human beings on this planet should look for another planet. Like when the boat you are sitting in crumbles, the whole water getting in, then you look for a life boat. She was suggesting humans should better look for a life boat in the form of another planet. What a solution. No. Better quality human being. Change the character. Simple living, high thinking, and few, two sentences like that is simple living, high thinking. But who wants to do that? Everyone wants to live high living and simple thinking or no thinking? No thinking. Hence the formula, just do it. People even walk around with a t-shirt and the message in the back written in a bold letter, just do it. Do not even think. If you feel good, go ahead, do it. Think later.